Well, good afternoon. It is almost exactly 3:30 in the afternoon. You've been listening to The High Country with Dave Israelson, and we are taking a break from the show for a sort of impromptu conversation with the folks from the Mike Block Trio, who just came in here to KFSK. They don't have their instruments yet, but they are all sitting here ready to chat, and they have their show tonight, which is at
7 p.m. at the auditorium.
7 p.m. at the auditorium. Doors are at 6:30.
Yep.
Joseph Kutzland is here.
Brought to you by the Petersburg Arts Council.
Exactly. Thank you, Joseph. And you can get your tickets ahead of time for a little bit less, for $15 at Lee's Clothing, if you have not yet purchased them. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Do you want to introduce yourselves? And tell us also what instrument it is that you play.
Sure. I am Mike Block, and conveniently enough, I am in the Mike Block Trio. I play cello and I sing.
And play cello standing up, as my father just informed me.
This is true. Your father is very well informed. We play sort of a Americana plus type music, you know, where it's rooted in the bluegrass scene community, but we bring a lot of global influences and even some contemporary sensibilities to our music, thanks to the great mandolin player to my left here, Joe K. Walsh.
Hello there. Glad to be here with you.
And Noah Fishman on bass.
Hey, howdy.
And where are you guys visiting us from?
We just flew in from Boston, and we landed about 12 minutes ago. We're so happy we made it.
Does that mean you almost didn't make it? Oh, there was a mechanical.
It's hard to say. There was a number of delays of various levels of clarity. But we have already seen a good part of the state, and it's really amazing to be here.
Unintentionally seen much of the state, I suppose.
Yeah, this might be the better part of the state.
Yes.
It got better and better the closer we got.
Yeah.
And they're all very hungry. So we're just going to do a quick little chat. We're going to play a song. And you wanted to play One Fine Day?
Sure, yeah. This is one of our songs that will hopefully get people excited to join us tonight. This is a song I wrote kind of as I was approaching a milestone birthday that I will not reveal.
Definitely 30. Maybe 25.
Oh, yeah.
You are very kind.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah, One Fine Day.
Songs from long ago, trudging through the snow. As I go, I walk alone. Breathing hard, moving slow, making a way through the morning cold. Dreaming futures I'll never know. Despite it all, I am feeling good. One fine day, I'll have it made. One fine day to anticipate. Oh, one fine day. But I am still waiting for my maid. She never ever got off the train, but I will never ever stop waiting.
The Mike Block Trio is applauding themselves here in the studio.
Great studio performance.
So I want to hear a little bit about what that song was about.
Sure. Well, it's about, maybe you can relate to this. It's about this idea that at some point, you're going to get it all together. And and that... Maybe you can relate to this, Joe. But then you get to that age where you're like, oh, right, this was the point at which I was supposed to have it together. Mm. The song is kind of contemplating that feeling.
I can relate to that. I
maybe some of our listeners can, too.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Joe?
Yeah, sure. Someday I'll get it together.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Have any of you reached that point yet?
No.
Okay.
I have, yeah.
I was born with it pretty much all together. It's just been a matter of keeping it together.
This is Noah, the bass player, for folks who go to the show later. They can come ask you for advice about that.
Well, in Noah's defense, as a bass player, it's easier to get it together just because there's less to deal with.
Mm, yeah, exactly. Yeah, really simple and slow is the best for me.
Is that true as a bass player? I don't know a whole lot about the upright bass. There's not much to get together.
There's probably the least to get together of the three of us. In terms of quantity of notes played.
But you know, you'll have to come to the show to see. For every note that Noah plays, Joe might play like four, let's say.
This is how we talk about music as musicians, is how many notes are played in a given time.
Yeah, well, actually, we give a raffle drawing during the show. If people can guess how many notes are in the tune, the closest person wins a free album.
Oh, a free album.
Yeah.
Okay. Which album do they win?
Our one album. It's called What Now?
What Now? Okay.
By the Mike Block Trio.
I don't know how people can go about practicing for that.
You just have to come to the show and
okay,
you'll get a feel.
Is this the sort of energy, the sort of vibe that you guys bring to your live shows right now?
Well, how would you characterize our energy and vibe?
Extremely goofy.
We've just been on a plane for like 7 hours.
It was supposed to be a 1 hour, an hour and a half play, right?
So I apologize if we are... I think what I appreciate about this group is that, you know, in a small trio, like, you have no choice but to be yourself, for better or for worse. And so, you know, there's a lot of music from different, roots that we explore in the show. But each of us get to bring some of our originals, and I think it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. Do you want to play one more song before...
Sure.
You go get some food.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Joe, what do you think we should play for them?
Well, there's a nice tune called Coromanti, number
one. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. I think the lineup that I have over here on Spotify is not in the same order.
Oh no, it's not the next tune on the album, but it's on the same album. What Now?
Okay, Mike Block. I've got it. Here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. We have to applaud again. And sorry, going right into the next song. So tell us the name of that song again.
That was Coromanti number one. That's a special tune, actually. It was that melody is 400 years old and actually comes from a treatise of that was capturing music played in Jamaica. And so it's actually the oldest. It's from a document that's the oldest recorded, element of music of enslaved Africans in the New World from Jamaica 400 years ago. So that's, one unique source that we were inspired by and put it to music and put some chords to it and kind of tried to breathe some life into just this simple melody we found. But we really enjoy kind of playing music with different, global influences and sources, in addition to, as you heard, One Fine Day, just writing original music and original songs as well.
And you guys is Petersburg your first stop on a little mini tour that you're doing?
Yeah, we're so excited. Tonight we're playing Petersburg at the Auditorium, and then we're going to Anchorage and then Sitka. Those two performances are for the Sitka Music Festival, and then we'll end in Juneau for the Juneau Jazz and Classics Festival. And it's just such an exciting, tour of cities for Noah and I's very first time here in Alaska.
I'm already just completely enthralled by there's so much to see. It's really beautiful. I didn't really mind the extra flight time because, just so much to see.
Yeah.
And fjords and...
My understanding is there's a legitimate chance that we might have salmon every day for 10 days.
Oh.
That
seems reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is salmon, what I'm hoping.
Or salmon or halibut, fresh caught fish.
We got salmon for tonight.
I'm open to suggestions, but that sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. Noah, I feel like you look like you might defect from the band and stay in Alaska. You're really excited about it here.
I'm very excited. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
He's not denying that possibility. Okay, so I'm going to let you guys go get some food. But once again, doors at 6:30. Show starts at 7 at the Auditorium, and you can still get your tickets down at Lee's. I don't remember how late they're open tonight. I believe it's 5:30. You can get them advanced there, or you can get them at the door. And Jacob, am I missing anything? Jacob. I just called you Jacob. Joseph, am I missing anything? I've known Joseph's name for more than a decade.
Yeah, well, I mix up familiars too. So.
Am I missing anything details-wise?
No, this is brought to you by the Arts Council, and we have another show coming up in early November. It's a world music trio called Lyric and Spirit that they bring, traditional music from different parts of the world, and they'll be coming here on November 1st. So,
all right, and we'll have information about that on KFSK.
Yep.
A couple weeks beforehand. All right, thank
Thanks
you guys so much for coming in.
Yep. Great to be here.